This is Akashvani. The news read by R.S. Raghu. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has emphasized that Viksit Bharat can be achieved through a fundamental change in mindset which is focused towards making India developed by 2047. He expressed his views while interacting with a group of eminent economists and thought leaders today in preparation for the Union Budget 2025-26 at Niti Aayog in New Delhi. The meeting was held on the theme Maintaining India's Growth Momentum at a Time of Global Uncertainty. Home Minister Amit Shah chaired a review meeting on the implementation of three new criminal laws with the National Crime Records Bureau, NCRB, in New Delhi. During the meeting, Mr. Shah asked the NCRB to facilitate the complete implementation of new criminal laws in the interoperable Criminal Justice System 2.0. The Home Minister emphasized on the use of applications like E-Saksha, Nyay Shruti, E-Sign and E-Summons in every state and union territory. On the sidelines, the Home Minister also reviewed the implementation of three new laws in Uttarakhand. He said that under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, three new criminal laws are becoming the protectors of civil rights and the basis of ease of justice. President Draupadi Murmu has appointed governors in five states. Governor of Mizoram, Dr. Hari Babu Kambhampati, will now be the new governor of Odisha. The development came following the resignation of the present Odisha governor Raghubar Das. Former Union Minister General Vijay Kumar Singh has been appointed as governor of Mizoram. Rajendra Vishwanath Arlekar, who is serving governor of Bihar, has been appointed as the governor of Kerala. He will succeed Arif Muhammad Khan, who will be the governor of Bihar. Former Home Secretary Ajay Kumar Bhalla has been appointed as governor of Manipur. Minister of State for Personnel, Public Grievances and Pensions, Dr. Jitendra Singh, has said that nearly 2,000 outdated rules and regulations have been scrapped to simplify governance and make it more citizen-friendly. On the eve of Good Governance Day, Dr. Singh outlined key achievements and governance reforms brought about under Prime Minister Narendra Modi's leadership. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath today inaugurated Atal Yuva Mahakumbh and Atal Health Fair in Lucknow today as a part of a birth century celebration of former Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee. The Defence Minister and Chief Minister also inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of 181 development projects worth 662 crore rupees in Lucknow. On the occasion of the 100th birth anniversary of former Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Madhya Pradesh tomorrow. He will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of multiple development projects in Khajuraho. In Jammu and Kashmir, five soldiers were killed and at least five others were injured after the vehicle met with an accident in Pooch district today. A correspondent reports that the accident took place near Ghoda Post area after the driver lost control over the vehicle carrying the soldiers. All the injured were shifted to nearby hospital for treatment. President Draupadi Murmu and Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar have greeted people on the eve of Christmas. In her message, President Draupadi Murmu emphasized for imbibing Jesus Christ's message of love and harmony in the lives of people. In his message, the Vice President said, "The spirit of Christmas offers a universal message of hope, compassion and solidarity." The nation is remembering today the iconic all-time great singer Mohammad Rafi on his 100th birth anniversary. Prime Minister Narendra Modi joined the fans in remembering the legendary singer. In a social media post, he said, "Rafi Sahab was a musical genius whose cultural influence and impact transcends generations." The Prime Minister hoped that Rafi Sahab's music will keep adding joy in the lives of people. In women's cricket, India thrashed West Indies by 115 runs in the second ODI at Kottambi Stadium in Vadodara to win the three-match ICC Championship Series 2-0. Chasing a huge target of 359 runs set by India, West Indies were all out for 243 runs in 46.2 overs. Earlier opting to bat first, India scored 358 runs at loss of 5 wickets in the stipulated 50 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.